Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
There is an economic law that says that all markets are cyclical save one, the bullshit market, which knows only the bull phase. In 2011, everything else was in retreat, but there were so many entries for my annual Jargon Awards that sifting through them all has been a long and painful process. I'm happy to say that the judging is now complete and I'm able to announce the winners. The first category is one of my favourites, the Sound and Fury Cup, awarded each year to the chief executive who makes a public pronouncement signifying nothing. Alan Mullally of Ford showed great promise with the following purposeful yet content-free statement. Going forward, we are focused on aggressively managing short-term challenges and opportunities, and we remain committed to delivering our mid-decade plan and serving a growing group of Ford customers. But the runaway winner is Cisco's John Chambers, who managed to be even emptier and much uglier in fewer words. We will accelerate our leadership across our five priorities and compete to win in the core. The next award is one much in vogue, the worst euphemism for firing people. This goes to Nokia, which last year announced that 17,000 people were getting the chop, or, as it put it, that its operations were being managed for value. The third prize is more specialised. It's for the most spurious use of percentages over 100%. The former Aussie cricket coach, Tim Neilson, hit the ball way beyond the boundary when he said he was 100,000% committed to Australia being the best team in the world. However, I've decided to award the prize instead to Devin Wenig of eBay on the grounds of quality rather than quantity. He said he was a mere 1,000% committed to his new job, but added an explanation that craftily kept the mathematical theme alive. He said, "At this point in my career, a big platform, big brand and global impact were all part of what I was solving for in prioritising opportunities." His new job title, President of Global Marketplaces Business, is clumpy but not quite clumpy enough to make the hotly contested shortlist for my next prize, Worst Job Title. I was about to give this to an Ernst & Young employee who is called the Global Transfer Pricing Go-To Market Leader. This title supports the law stating that the length of job title and importance are inversely related. But then I came across an even longer title that runs to a full 10 words. Dirk Bieswart is GDF Suez Executive Vice President in charge of the Energy International Business Line. The only person I know to beat that was Idi Amin. Now for a sectoral prize, given to the most heroic attempt by a management consultant to overcomplicate matters. I was tempted to give this prize to the senior partner at a Big Four firm who told the FT, "The challenge for me is to re-aggregate the big picture while throwing my arms around as much of the density of complexities as possible, distilling them down to their most basic constituents and plugging them back into the big picture." But I decided he needed a holiday more than a prize, so I'm giving the gong instead to a consultant at McKinsey who said, "The assessment was based on international methodology and on ground truthing." Another of my favourite categories is the worst email sign-off, and this year I have a shortlist of five. Toodle Pip, All Heart, Smiles, To Your Success, and, following a threatening message, Thanks and Bless. all should have prizes, but as I can only give one, I'm choosing smiles, which is both bogus and contains a baffling use of the plural. How many mouths does a sender have? Finally, the eagerly awaited 2011 Golden Flannel Award for utter gibberish from a company that should know better. The winner is Manpower Group for describing itself thus. Our $22 billion company creates unique time to value through a comprehensive suite of innovative solutions that help clients win in the human age. Which makes me nostalgic for the Jurassic Age, as I don't think dinosaurs had any truck with innovative suites at all.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.